Our Voice, Longhurst Group Customer Magazine, Summer 2023. In this issue, how your feedback is helping us improve our services, a day in the life of a scheme manager in Birmingham, community group raises money to buy defibrillator, and customers delight with new wet rooms. We've worked with a local council to succeed in sourcing funding, which has allowed us to install wet rooms for customers at one of our schemes in Nottinghamshire. Approximate recording time, 1 hour and 20 minutes. Contents. In this issue, you can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each new section, including how your feedback is helping us make changes in Section 3. The Hub hits a milestone in Section 7. Upskilling colleagues in customer services in Section 8. Making improvements at two of our schemes in Sections 9 and 10. Energy efficiency funding bid success in Section 12. Day in the life in Section 13. Hardship fund reminder in Section 15. Community group fundraise for defibrillator in Section 16. Residents enjoy puppy therapy in Section 19. Easter egg appeal collection in Section 20. Fire doors and their importance in Section 21. Military veterans wanted as volunteers in Section 22. Customer loving scheme's community feel in Section 23. Helping you find a job in Section 24. Cost of living tips in Section 26. Michael's praise for the money advice service in Section 27. New community shop opens in Section 28. Writer's Corner in Section 29. And competition time in Section 30. 1. Our Voice, Longhurst Group Customer Magazine, Summer 2022. Hello and welcome to Our Voice, Longhurst Group's Customer Magazine. This edition is bigger than usual. With so much going on and lots to share, we decided that 20 pages wasn't enough. We've packed the magazine with updates from across our services, as well as including some of our returning favourites. In Section 3, we've got examples of how we've used your feedback to make improvements to our services. While Section 8 showcases how colleagues in our customer contact centre have been upskilled to make our repairs line more efficient. There are some lovely stories of improvements being made at schemes in Peterborough and Nottinghamshire in Sections 9 and 10, while one of our newest scheme managers takes part in our Day in the Life feature in Section 13. Residents at Willow Court in Whittlesea have been busy collecting Easter eggs as part of a campaign to put smiles on children's faces this Easter. This story is in Section 20. We know it's been a long, cold winter for many. Although we're now on British summertime, the cost of living pressures continue, so our money advice team has put together some tips and advice to help you manage the pressure on your income. This is in Section 26. I hope you enjoy the edition. If you have any feedback or ideas for content, please email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. Sam. 2. Stay in touch. Website longhurstgroup.org.uk/our-voice. Facebook /longhurstgrouphome. Twitter @longhurstgroup. Instagram @longhurstgroup. Or email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. Domestic Abuse Helplines. National Domestic Violence Helpline. Telephone 0808 200 0247. Mankind. Confidential support for male victims of domestic abuse. Telephone 01823 334 244. Gallup. Support for LGBTQ plus people experiencing domestic abuse. Telephone 0800 599 9247. And the Forced Marriage Unit. Information and support about forced marriage and or honour crimes. Telephone 020 7008 0151. 3. You said, we did. Helping us improve our services. We value feedback from our customers and believe it's vital in helping us to improve the services we provide. We're pleased to say that thanks to your feedback, we've made progress, but we recognise that there's still a long way to go. We've gathered some of your most recent feedback and also provided information on the changes we're making or have already made in response. This has been divided up by category. Repairs. You said, it was important to you that we improved the way we handled damp and mould issues in your home. We did. We've ensured that damp and mould issues are being prioritised and have a new approach to dealing with them. The first step now is to treat the symptoms by carrying out a mould wash to deal with what's currently present. We'll then diagnose what's causing the issue and go about repairing this cause as quickly as possible. Often, these causes include gutters needing repairing and a lack of ventilation requiring an extractor fan. Once these works are done, homes are then re-inspected and a second mould wash completed if any symptoms have returned. You said, we needed to improve the way we repair storage heaters, as some people can be left without a heat source. We did. We've adapted the way we repair storage heaters. If the storage heater issue is in a livable space, such as a bedroom or living room, the job is raised as an emergency. An electrician will attend within 4 hours and attempt to fix it. If they're unable to, all electricians now have a stock of oil-filled temporary heaters in their vans, which they'll offer to you. This means nobody is left without heating in a livable space if repairs cannot be completed on the first visit. Contact Centre. You said, colleagues in the contact centre are putting requests through to our leasehold team as they can't access the information they need to resolve queries. We did. We're reviewing the information available to our customer service advisors regarding our leasehold and shared ownership customers. This review is being carried out by our customer service managers as well as our head of leasehold services. You said, you told us that we should introduce a free phone telephone number to reduce costs to the customer. We did. We've now introduced a new free phone telephone number, 0800 111 4013, for our customers to contact us on. Housing. You said, during a review of our transfer letters, you told us that it'd be good if we told you what priority you'd come under and the timescale of how long it'll take to be transferred. We did. In the past, customers may have waited longer because a house wasn't available in the desired location. Under our new process, we'll ensure that an application to transfer is only accepted if we have an available property that meets the customer's needs. In addition, your housing officer will complete a review after 3 months, and then every 3 months thereafter, while you're waiting for a home. The purpose of this review is to keep you up to date, and to discuss all the options available to you. Estate services. You said, you told us that you wanted access to maps showing the areas we're responsible for maintaining, as part of your grounds maintenance service. We did. We're working to have this information displayed on the hub, so customers can log in and see the scheme's details online at any time. We're also working to have this information on display in communal areas where available. You said, you want to know more about how we manage the grounds maintenance service. We did. We'll be adding the estates team structure to the hub, along with information on how we manage the service day to day. Income management. You said, You've asked us to provide regular communications, explaining how we can support customers who are struggling to pay their rent. We did. We'll continue to promote the services available to customers experiencing financial difficulties on our website and in this magazine. You said, you told us that it was important for colleagues to understand any additional needs that our customers may have as soon as possible, so they can be better supported in a way that suits them. We did. We're now ensuring that when a colleague checks a customer's personal information, including their email and phone number, they'll also ask if there are support needs. We'll also assess a customer's individual needs on a case-by-case basis, and signpost them to the Customer Wellbeing Hub if they're in need of help from specialist support services. Air source heat pumps. You said, you told us we needed to provide more information, including a link to relevant pages on our website about air source heat pump systems for customers when they first move in. We did. Our teams will be providing this information to customers at the earliest opportunity, and the information is also now on our website. You said that customers with an air source heat pump installed at their property need access to contractors trained in repairing these systems. We did. We worked with our contractor, Aaron Services, and they've launched a dedicated renewables team made up of specially trained colleagues who'll respond to these repairs and undertake air source heat pump servicing. Pet permissions. You said, a customer who wasn't given permission to install a cat flap in her door said it'd be useful to have more information on the pet permission section of our website, explaining what kind of alterations are allowed. We did. We carried out a review of our website and replicated the information from the alterations section of our website on the pet permission page, so that customers can see clearly that while pets are allowed, alterations to doors for cat or dog flaps aren't. 4. Lettings team handling tenancy-related calls. We've made changes to make sure you get to speak to the right people as quickly as possible. One of the latest changes has seen our lettings team taking your tenancy-related calls in-house. Previously, if you called to speak to us about starting a new tenancy, amending your current tenancy agreement, a mutual exchange inquiry, or to end a current tenancy, you'd have spoken to a customer service advisor, and a callback would have been arranged. However, we've now changed the process, so that when you call us on 0800 111 4013 and press the option to speak to someone about your tenancy, you're put straight through to a lettings advisor. 5. New free phone number in use. Customers can now call us on a new free phone number. Acknowledging longer hold times than we'd like, and having received feedback from customers that the additional cost is a cause of stress and concern during the current cost of living crisis, we've changed our general inquiries number. Our new general inquiries number is 0800 111 4013 and replaces the 0300 123 1745 number. This new number can be called completely free of charge, regardless of whether people are ringing from a mobile phone or a landline. If you'd rather contact us without calling our customer contact centre, you can continue to use our online contact forms, which can be found by visiting our website at longhurst-group.org.uk/contact. 6. Join our customer forum. We're looking for new members to join the Longhurst Group Customer Forum to help us improve the services we provide. The Customer Forum was originally launched so that you can influence what we do and how we do it. By joining the panel, you'll track our performance and influence our decisions. Our Customer Forum brings many benefits to the organisation, including providing customer assurance to our board and senior leaders, ensuring you as a customer are part of our decision-making, giving you new opportunities to learn new skills and gain qualifications, and helping to improve our services for all of our customers. Helen Bird, Customer Engagement Manager, said, quote, "Our customer forum is a really important panel, as it ensures a link between customers and our board when decisions are made. We're pleased to be able to offer customers the opportunity to join the customer forum and play their part in helping us improve the services we provide. We're keen to hear from anyone who's interested in joining the customer forum, and it'd be great to have some representation from right across our operating region on the panel." End quote. To find out more or to apply to join the panel, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/customer-forum. 7. The Hub hits major milestone as 1,000 customers sign up. Have you signed up to The Hub, our newest customer engagement platform? The Hub has seen more than 1,100 of our customers register an account to allow them to have their say on topics that matter to them. Since The Hub went live, customers have been involved in various scrutiny projects, use the platform to find out more about residents' associations and scheme manager roles, and taken part in competitions with the chance of winning some great prizes. We've currently got dozens of projects on The Hub, covering a range of different topics, and we want to hear from you, our customers, to help us improve standards and enhance the services we provide. Helen Bird, Customer Engagement Manager, said, quote, "We're pleased with the response to The Hub, and there's been some great feedback from customers. Lots of projects have been very popular, including our Glorious Gardens competition, and we'd love more customers to register and get involved. Your input is invaluable in helping us to improve what we do. By signing up and taking part in projects, you'll be helping us to shape what we do and improve the services we provide. I'd like to thank all those customers that have got involved so far. We really appreciate the feedback, and we're looking forward to working with you all even more moving forward." End quote. To sign up to The Hub and create your own account, visit thehublonghursgroup.uk.engagementhq.com and follow the instructions. 8. Customer services colleagues upskilled to help improve our repairs line performance. We've been upskilling colleagues in our contact centre in Rushden to help tackle waiting times on our phone lines. Our Rushden contact centre handles our general inquiries calls, with colleagues working in Boston dealing with repairs inquiries. However, upon noticing an increase in call volumes, and that our Boston contact centre would benefit from some extra support, 7 colleagues from Rushden have now been upskilled, and are able to help with repairs-related calls. Kieran Gibbons, contact centre team leader in Rushden, said, quote, "We've seen the increase in call volumes and improvements in some areas, but we knew we needed to do more to keep improving our performance. As a result of that, we've started to upskill some of our advisors based in Rushden, so that they can handle new repairs calls too. As well as training our new starters on new repairs call handling, we've also put a plan in place to get more general inquiries advisors trained up over the next few weeks. It's certainly been a fantastic start to this initiative, and everyone has enjoyed it. It adds a little bit of variety to their calls, and everyone has seen the end goal of helping to improve performance across the board, but also supporting our colleagues in Boston where we can. Everyone has jumped at the opportunity, and those we've not managed to train yet have been asking when they'll be getting their turn, which from my perspective as a team leader is a great thing." End quote. Kieran added that, despite this being a new initiative, it was already having a positive impact on performance. He said, quote, "From a productivity side of things, we're increasing that as we're now able to support multiple lines at once and won't have those quiet times on our side while calls are queuing for repairs. By providing additional support to Boston for new repairs, they can then move colleagues to existing repairs calls if needed, and ultimately this helps to reduce queue lengths and wait times and improve the customer journey, which is what we all want. Our answer rate at the end of November was about 69% across all of our lines. Since then, at the end of January, it had gone up by 9% overall. We're on target to achieve a further 2% for this month, which might only seem a small number, but in the grand scheme of things, and with the volume of calls we handle, is a massive impact across the board. End quote. 9. Partnership Working sees accessible wet rooms put in at one of our schemes. Two of our customers have hailed the impact of a project which has seen us replace bathrooms with accessible wet rooms at one of our schemes. We partnered with Gedling Borough Council to carry out the work in 15 homes at our Rochester Avenue scheme in Netherfield. The work saw standard baths removed and replaced with walk-in shower spaces. The cost of the work totalled £105,000 and was funded through the Better Care Fund, a programme launched in 2015 to join up the NHS, social care and housing services, so that older people and those with complex needs can manage their own health and well-being and live independently in their communities for as long as possible. It's estimated that each adaptation could save up to £73,000 per person when compared to the cost of a resident having to move into residential care, or the cost to the NHS where help is needed following a fall. Robert Watling, one of our residents at the scheme, said, quote, "All the teams involved in this did a fantastic job. Everyone was so polite, on time, friendly, tidy, you couldn't ask for a better group. I'm so happy with the work they've done. I had an accident with the old bath here, and this new wet room has helped me get back my independence. My only complaint was that there was too much choice for tiles and floors. There were so many options. It's a fantastic scheme, and I'd highly recommend it to anyone who's eligible for future projects like this." End quote. Another of our customers, Yvonne Lee, added, quote, "I'm absolutely delighted with this new shower and wet room. It's much better suited for me than my previous setup, especially after I fell in the bath and had to call for help last year. This new wet room is an absolute lifesaver. It's helped me to be able to look after myself again and given me back my confidence after my fall. I'm incredibly grateful for the work that has been done under this scheme. It's made such a difference for me." End quote. Joe Taylor, repair supervisor, said, quote, "This was an amazing and life-changing project, which was made possible through collaborative working and aligned thinking, all with the goal of improving the lives of our customers. It's a brilliant outcome and achievement to deliver these adaptations in such a timescale to such a standard. I'd like to say thank you to Gedling Borough Council for enabling this project, and thank you to my colleagues in the Independent Living Team, Planned Works Team, and at Lindum for their huge and sustained effort over the course of the project. We're also working with the Council to explore the possibility of funding a similar project at another of our schemes in the next financial year." End quote. Portfolio Holder for Sustainable Growth and Economy at Gedling Borough Council, Councillor Jenny Hollingsworth, added, quote, "This is a fantastic scheme, and something which is going to make a real difference to the lives of our residents. A priority for the Council is to improve health and well-being, and reduce health inequalities for our residents, but that's exactly what the scheme is about. This campaign not only means residents can benefit from new, safer and accessible facilities right now, but they can also benefit from the long-term impact, helping to improve their quality of life and live independently. I'd like to thank our officers and partners involved in organising this scheme, and for securing the funding to help improve the lives of our residents." End quote. 10. New Look Kitchens at Peterborough HRS delight residents. The kitchen area at one of our supported housing schemes for younger people has undergone a makeover, much to the delight of residents. The work has been carried out in the communal kitchen at Peterborough HRS to create a more modern, brighter and safer environment. Michelle Naylor, service manager, said the condition of the previous kitchen had meant that renovation was necessary. She said, quote, the kitchens were very basic, with cookers and a sink unit. They didn't have anti-slip flooring, which meant the floor became slippery when cooking. We decided to carry out some work using some of the scheme's budget to improve the facilities. My caretaker planned it all out, so there'd be space for storage, preparation areas, and places for the young people to eat their meals too. We've had new cookers, loads of utensils, and we've also created access to the window, which has helped with ventilation. The work was all done by my caretaker, and feedback has been really positive. It's made the space more homely, and given the young people space to sit while their food cooks, and also to eat their meals, and it allows them to be more sociable. We'll also be able to do more cooking activities with them further down the line. I'm so happy with the work that's been done, as we continue to make the building a home for our young people. End quote. 11. Why it's important to allow us access to carry out stock condition surveys. Customers are being reminded of the importance of allowing colleagues access to their homes to carry out stock condition surveys. We're committed to ensuring the homes we provide are maintained to a suitable standard. As part of our continued drive to improve the quality of our properties, we need to carry out quick and simple surveys of your home every few years. These surveys will involve a colleague visiting your home to look at its structure, including the roof and the loft if you have one, as well as the main fittings such as your boiler, kitchen and bathroom. The purpose of the survey is to enable us to assess how long these major elements of your home are likely to last before needing to be replaced. We use this information to plan ahead for our improvement works and to make sure your home is up to date, so it's really important that we're able to gain access. Ben Persglove, Asset Investment Analyst, said, quote, "These surveys are us looking at the condition of the property itself, and is in no way a judgment on how you keep the house. They allow us to keep our databases updated with important information, such as estimated dates for replacing major parts of your home, like kitchens, bathrooms, windows and boilers, and making sure there are no health and safety issues that need dealing with. Please do allow us access into your home to carry out the survey. Your cooperation will be appreciated." End quote. You'll receive a letter around 2 weeks ahead of the planned date for the survey, informing you of the date and time of the appointment. If you're not going to be available or wish to arrange a more convenient appointment, please call us on 0800 111 4013. 12. Funding bid success to improve energy efficiency of homes. Hundreds of our homes will benefit from energy efficiency improvement works after we successfully bid for government funding. We're among the latest wave of organisations that will receive a grant from the government's Social Housing Decarbonisation Fund, SHDF. We'll receive a £6.3 million grant, which will be used to help upgrade the energy efficiency of 581 homes, located throughout the East Midlands, North Lincolnshire and West Norfolk over the next 2 years. The homes included in the project all currently have an energy rating below EPC C. The improvement works that'll be completed as part of the scheme include solid and cavity wall insulation, loft insulation, replacement windows and doors, draft proofing, and the installation of low-carbon heating methods. All qualifying homes will be surveyed to determine the type and scope of the work required, leading with a fabric-first approach. Marcus Keyes, Executive Director of Growth, Development and Assets, said, quote, "We're delighted that our SHDF funding application has been successful, and are now looking forward to getting this project underway, as we continue our efforts to decarbonise and meet our net zero targets. As an organisation, we're committed to supporting the health and well-being of our customers. Through this project, we'll do exactly that by creating warmer, more energy-efficient homes that are cheaper to run and reduce carbon emissions. This is an ambitious project that'll involve a lot of hard work over the next 2 years. It underlines our absolute commitment to doing what we can to support our customers and provide good quality, lower carbon homes that are fit for the future." End quote. If your home is one of those selected to benefit from these works, we'll be writing to you in due course with further information and to make arrangements for the survey to be carried out. 13. A day in the life of a scheme manager. Maimuna Drama is our scheme manager at Orchard House in Erdington, Birmingham. Orchard House is a scheme for the over 60s. Maimuna has recently joined the group and works mornings on a Monday, Tuesday and Friday, and afternoons on a Wednesday and Thursday. Here we join Maimuna during one of her Monday shifts as she gets a week up and running. 7:30 a.m. My day always starts early as I get up and get ready for work. My attention then turns to my kids, who I need to make sure are up and ready for school. I drop them off by 8:30 a.m. and as Orchard House is about a 10-minute drive, I manage to make it to the office for 9 a.m. 9 a.m. Once I get to Orchard House, I head straight to my office and check my emails. After a weekend, I usually have quite a few, but I prioritise and I reply to the most urgent and relevant messages. 9:30 a.m. It's time to go and see the residents of Orchard House. I do my rounds, checking in on them face to face and asking them if they need any help or support. I also ask if they have any outstanding issues I can help with, or provide them with an update on any ongoing repairs or other cases. I also like to sit down and have a chat with some of the residents, as I know some of them can feel a bit lonely and like to speak with someone. I'm always more than happy to do this. 10:30 a.m. Once I've been and checked in on all the residents, I've got other checks I need to do. On a weekly basis, I check our fire alarms, make sure the lifts are working, check on the water supply, and a lot of other important elements. I then need to report my findings back to more senior colleagues, so they can be logged and any works required actioned. 11 a.m. A resident has come in to see me to report an issue with their front door. I help them report this as an urgent repair and let them know I'll monitor the progress of it. 11:30 a.m. I print off the newsletter that's delivered to residents at Orchard House and go on my rounds again to give it to them. While out and about around the scheme, I do find a new issue with a fire door exit, which could have affected residents when trying to access the lift. This is obviously an urgent issue that needs to be reported as soon as possible, so I make a note of it and will report it when I'm finished. 11:45 a.m. Once back in my office, I report the issue I discovered with the fire door exit straight away. I'll be waiting for an update. 12 p.m. Time for a quick break and a cup of tea. 1 p.m. I make further inquiries about the fire door issue and manage to arrange for an engineer to be sent the next day to repair both affected doors. It's nearly time for me to finish now for the day, so I check my emails one last time so I know I've not missed anything urgent. 2 p.m. Time to head home to be ready for the kids to get back from school. Back to it all tomorrow. 14. Wellbeing Hub continues to support our customers. Customers are being reminded of a useful resource on our website, which can provide help and support with various issues. Our Customer Wellbeing Hub was launched to support you, your family, and the community. Within the Wellbeing Hub, you'll find useful advice and information on the support we can provide for your emotional well-being, as well as help available to support you with your financial situation. This includes how to get in touch with our money advice team. There's also lots of information on there to do with your home, as well as useful resources for those customers who are also carers and need a little support themselves. Karen Prince, Head of Community Investment, said, quote, "Through our Improving Life strategy, we're committed to supporting customers with their health and well-being and economic resilience. With the pressures on everyone's finances and other difficulties people face in everyday life, we know that more support is needed than ever before. Our Customer Wellbeing Hub has a lot of information which can help you with all sorts of things, and I hope that it's useful for anyone who's having a tough time. End quote. Please do take a look if you're struggling and find out what support is available to help you. You can view the Customer Wellbeing Hub by visiting longhurst-group.org.uk/wellbeing. 15. Our Hardship Fund available to support the most vulnerable. With pressure on household finances continuing, we know it's difficult for some people to get by on a daily basis. As energy prices remain high and food costs increase, we want to help our customers who are finding times hard. Our Improving Lives Hardship Fund continues to support our Improving Lives strategy by providing one-off support to those in most urgent need. Customers can still be referred to the Hardship Fund if they need help. Karen Prince, Head of Community Investment, said, quote, "The main aim of our Hardship Fund is to alleviate the stress and trauma caused by financial hardship and poverty. All applications to the Hardship Fund are assessed against our eligibility criteria. There are limited funds available, and our awards are based on available funding. We want to be on hand to help our customers who are finding things exceptionally tough, and our Hardship Fund is one way in which we're doing that." End quote. Previously, our Hardship Fund has helped customers to buy essential goods for their new home, having been homeless, and bought vital baby items for a young couple at one of our homelessness schemes after their child was born. If you're in urgent need of support, then speak to one of our frontline colleagues, such as your housing officer, income officer, or project manager. For more tips and advice on managing through the ongoing cost of living crisis, listen to Section 26 to hear an article from our money advice team. 16. Community group fundraised by defibrillator for estate in Walsall. A new community defibrillator and bleed kit will be installed on the Beechdale estate in Walsall after a successful community fundraising campaign. The Residents Are Us group, which we work with closely, launched the fundraising appeal to buy a defibrillator and bleed kit for the estate following antisocial behaviour and violence in the area. They've managed to raise £1,500 to buy the equipment, install it, and have all the required security and signage. As well as hitting the fundraising goal, an indoor defibrillator has been donated to the group, which will be installed inside the community centre. Sue Lysett of Residents R Us said, quote, "We've had lots of antisocial behaviour and violence on the estate, and a few of us at the group put our heads together and came up with the idea of fundraising for a defibrillator and bleed kit. In the first few weeks of fundraising, we raised £1,000, and we've now hit our target. We've raised this money by doing tombolas and other fundraising activities, as well as people making generous donations when they've come into the community centre or our shop. The response has been brilliant, and I can't thank people enough. This equipment could save somebody's life, and to raise the money for it as a community is something quite special." End quote. The group is in talks over various options for where the equipment could be located once bought, but it's hoped this will be confirmed soon. Sue added, quote, "I hope that these pieces of equipment are never needed, but if they are, it'll be thanks to the community and their brilliant fundraising that they're in place." End quote. 17. Customers get involved in recruitment process. Some of our customers have played a key role during a recent recruitment process. We've been recruiting for a service manager for our Birmingham floating support services, and wanted to ensure the customer voice was reflected in our approach. Daniel Revel-Wiseman, Head of Service, Community and Housing-Related Support, and Helen Florence, Senior Service Manager, Community and Housing-Related Support, recruited customers from Eastfield Road and Peterborough HRS to join the customer panel at our offices in Rushden. They asked some questions of the candidates and provided feedback after the interviews. Other customers from Birmingham also designed some of the questions that were asked during the interviews and made suggestions on what they'd like to see in a service manager. Daniel said, quote, "This was a really productive day, and I'm incredibly grateful to those customers who got involved. We felt it was really important to have customer involvement in this recruitment, and their insight into what they'd like from a service manager was vital. It was also interesting to hear their questions to the candidates, and I believe that this is an excellent way to ensure the customer voice is being heard. We'll be working with our talent team and looking to do more of this in the future." End quote. 18. Glorious Gardens Competition to return. We're delighted to announce that our Glorious Gardens competition is returning for a second year. Last year, more than 20 customers submitted over 40 pictures of their gardens, floral displays and tubs as part of the competition. Due to the success of the inaugural competition, we've decided to bring it back for another year. Becky Budge, Customer Engagement Officer, said, quote, "Last year's competition proved so popular, and with more than 90% of our customers who took part in our survey saying they'd like us to bring it back this year, we're really pleased to be able to do so. Customers really enjoyed showcasing their gardens and floral displays, and we enjoyed looking through all the entries to select the winners. We're really looking forward to seeing what they've been up to since then, and hope that even more customers can get involved." End quote. The competition will be run via The Hub, our online engagement platform. Entries opened on the 1st of May and close on the 31st of August. Full terms and conditions, as well as information on categories and prizes, can also be found on The Hub. To visit The Hub to register an account or submit your entry, go to thehublonghurstgroup.uk.engagementhq.com. 19. And they called it Puppy Love. Residents enjoy puppy therapy. Residents at Friary Court had smiles put on their faces as they enjoyed a session of puppy therapy. Colleagues at the Peterborough-based scheme arranged for three puppies to spend some time with residents for the afternoon. Zeus, Sunny and Lottie joined residents and enjoyed fuss, treats and walks. Emily Barry, senior support worker, was involved in making the visit happen. She said, quote, "Studies have shown that puppies increase endorphins, or happy hormones, in our brains. We wanted to put some smiles on our residents' faces, so we brought in some friendly pups for the afternoon. Residents were able to walk them around, watch them play, and feed them lots of yummy treats. While we watched the dogs play, we told stories about our own childhood pets, their names, and lots of funny memories about them. Zeus is a Great Dane and is very friendly. He even managed to give one of our residents a very slobbery kiss. She absolutely loved it, though, and said it reminded her of her beautiful dog who passed away several years ago. Everyone had such a lovely time, and we're so pleased we arranged for this to happen. I'm sure everyone is going to be talking about it for a while." End quote. As you can see from the pictures, on page 14 of the standard print version, everyone had a great time, both human and canine. 20. Excellent effort as Willow Court residents collect nearly 60 eggs. Residents at one of our extra care schemes in Whittlesea have collected almost 60 Easter eggs to donate to a campaign being run by a local estate agency firm. The collection was organised by Willow Court scheme manager Sally Locke after she heard about the campaign being run by Sharman Quinney Estate Agents in Peterborough. The 500 Smiles campaign aimed to collect 500 Easter eggs to be donated to the Trussell Trust in the city to give to disadvantaged children. Sally rallied the residents at Willow Court, who between them collected 58 eggs to give to the campaign. Sally said, quote, "I was driving to work and was listening to the local radio when I heard about the 500 Smiles campaign. I thought this was a lovely gesture to help local disadvantaged children, So I typed up a notice and handed it out to our kind-hearted residents to ask if they'd be willing to help by donating an egg. Within 2 hours, 18 Easter eggs had been delivered to my office, which was such a fabulous response. It didn't stop there, and our residents kept coming to my office and delivering Easter eggs for the appeal. By the closing date, we had a massive collection of 58 Easter eggs. The generosity of the Willow Court residents is amazing, and I'm very grateful for each egg donated towards this worthy cause. End quote. Representatives from the Whittlesea branch of Sharman Quinney attended Willow Court to collect the eggs and thank residents for their generosity. Mark Letch, who heads up the residential team at Sharman Quinney in Whittlesea, said, quote, "With the current cost of living crisis, we wanted to do our best to ensure every local child had at least one Easter egg to enjoy on Easter Day. We've been absolutely blown away with the generosity of the staff, residents, and their families at Willow Court. Their support has been incredible, and it was an absolute pleasure to meet some of the staff and residents when we collected the eggs, and we can't thank them enough." End quote. 21. Everything you need to know about fire doors and why they're vital. Fire safety in all of our buildings is very important to us. Whether that is in our offices or your homes, we want to keep everybody as safe as possible. Fire doors are an essential part of any fire safety strategy, but people are often left wondering what exactly they are and how they help protect from fire. We've gathered some frequently asked questions and put them to Tom Purdy, our Head of Asset Compliance, to get the answers. What are fire doors and why are they so important in fire safety? On an everyday basis, a fire door is just like any other door. However, because we can't predict when there might be a fire door must then be able to perform its main purpose, which is to protect lives and the rest of the building. If they're used correctly, fire doors will stop fires from spreading through a building, giving people time to escape, and the fire service time to attend. If a fire door is properly made and certified, it should hold back a fire for 30 minutes or more. It's a legal requirement for there to be fire doors for flats which open onto communal areas shared with other customers. This is to make sure crucial escape routes are protected if a fire breaks out. They're also designed to automatically close behind you in the event of a fire, holding flames back and stopping the spread of fire and toxic smoke into escape routes, corridors, and other flats in the block. How do fire doors repel fire? A lot of this is down to the parts of a fire door, hinges, seals, handles and glazing, which are as important as the door itself. In a fire, normal doors can warp and allow smoke and fire through the opening. Fire doors shouldn't do this. The seals and the gaps between the doorframe and the wall are vital too, as they also stop smoke and fire spreading as quickly. Where will I see fire doors? In a block of flats, you'll find fire and smoke doors on the stairwells, in the corridors, and on the front of flats. You'll also see them protecting areas where there's a risk of combustion, such as bin storage or mains electricity service cupboards. Sometimes you'll find fire doors inside flats, but this depends on the specific design and layout of the individual flat. Who's responsible for fire doors in my building? As a landlord, we've got a legal responsibility for the fire doors in the communal areas of the building. You should ask us for fire safety information, specifically about the fire plan for your building, to ensure you're prepared in an emergency. Should my front door be a fire door? If your front door faces onto a communal area in the building, it needs to be a fire door. It's vital that it works properly if a fire breaks out. It's important that this door is regularly inspected and maintained. If you're a leaseholder, you should examine the details of your lease and speak to us. You may find that you have a responsibility to ensure that a suitable fire-rated door with all of its compatible components is fitted. How can I check my fire door is safe? If you think a fire door is faulty, then there are 5 checks you can make. If you suspect the door is faulty, report it to us. The 5 checks are: on recently installed doors, look for a label or plug on top or occasionally on the side of the door. Without a certification mark, you cannot be sure this is really a fire door. Check the gaps around the top and sides of the door are consistently less than 4 mm when the door is closed. The gap under the door can be slightly larger, up to 8 mm, but it does depend on the door. Ideally, you shouldn't see light under the door. Look for any seals around the door or frame. Check they're intact with no sign of damage. Check all hinges are firmly fixed. There need to be 3 or more of them with no missing or broken screws. And check the door closes firmly onto the latch without sticking on the floor or the frame. A fire door only works when it's closed. A fire door is completely useless if it's wedged open or can't close fully. All faults need to be reported to us immediately by calling our free phone number 0800 111 4013. Can I fix my own fire door? No. Please never carry out any repairs or work on your fire door. This can damage it and make it less likely to work properly in an emergency. Things you definitely shouldn't do include: drilling into your fire door or cutting it in any way, such as a video doorbell. Painting over the seals. Replacing handles, hinges, or any hardware. If work does need to be done, please contact us, as we'll always have repairs carried out by a qualified individual. 22. Appeal for military veterans in Rutland to help with project. Age UK, Leicestershire and Rutland is calling on our customers with a military background and who live in the Rutland area to get involved in a project which aims to establish friendship links between veterans and children from armed forces families. The Intergenerational Friendship Club at Cottesmore Academy, which is on Kendrew Barracks, enables children from the school and veterans who live locally to socialise and develop friendship links across the generations. Rutland County Council fund the project through a grant from the Armed Forces Covenant Fund Trust. The organisation is now appealing for more military veterans from the Rutland area to take part in the project. Jill Bindley from the Age UK, Leicestershire and Rutland said, quote, "We're immensely proud to be part of the Intergenerational Friendship Club with Cottesmore Academy. This initiative has been very successful, with both the children and veterans who've undertaken several classroom activities, including crafts, playing board games, and reading. There was also a trip to the theatre, which proved extremely popular and entertaining." The Intergenerational Friendship Club is about creating a community spirit and embracing the importance of being part of the armed forces family. It'd be amazing if the children at Cottesmore Academy and Longhurst Group customers who are veterans could join together to take part in activities and continue the development of links across the generations. End quote. The Intergenerational Friendship Club works on a 10-week cycle and involves around 90 minutes of activities every Friday. If you're a military veteran living in the Rutland area and would like to get involved, contact Cheryl Clegg at Age UK, Leicestershire and Rutland by calling 0116 223 7350 or email cheryl.clegg, that's cheryl.clegg, at ageukless, that's leics, .org.uk. 23. Marcus is loving Gainsborough Court and its community feeling. A resident at one of our independent living schemes says he can feel his confidence returning since moving into his flat. Marcus White moved into Gainsborough Court in Oakham on the first day of lockdown in 2020, after losing his shared ownership flat due to a build-up of debt. Since moving to Gainsborough Court, and thanks to the help of colleagues, Marcus believes he's coming out of his shell once more. He said, quote, "I did have my shared ownership flat, but my wages weren't being paid as they should be, as the business I was working for was struggling. During the latter time living there, it was just a matter of waiting for the bailiffs. There was no way round it for me. I didn't open my mail, because I was frightened of all the bills. Eventually, I was evicted. Thankfully, because I had been working, I got a tax rebate, which sorted out all my debt and cleared the board, so I didn't have that threat anymore. But I was still sofa surfing, and I stayed with my sister for a while. I had some counselling too, but it didn't really work for me or address my issues. That's when I was referred to my support worker Andy, and he helped me a lot. He got in touch with Gainsborough Court, and a lady from Oakham Citizens Advice gave me moral support and helped me break down barriers and helped me understand that it wasn't just me who'd face circumstances like these. After all that, here I am today. End quote. Marcus, who's a qualified hairdresser and has a talent for drawing caricatures, has become part of the Gainsborough Court community, cooking food for Christmas gatherings, and even hosting a Christmas quiz for other residents. Quote, it's a great community here. There are people from all walks of life, and everybody has their own little story to tell, end quote, he said. Quote, it's fascinating in all honesty. I really like it here. I didn't expect to, but I really like it. It was like a weight had been lifted. Through one circumstance or another, that weight was there, and it was lifted when I came here. We have little communal gatherings, and I've really got into cooking recently. When you're struggling for ingredients, that's when you really learn to cook, as you have to improvise. It's great, as you're surprised with what everyone turns up with. End quote. After his experience hosting a Christmas quiz for residents, Marcus hopes to be able to act as a quizmaster on a more regular basis. He added, quote, everybody loved the last quiz I did. Everybody, especially the men, were really getting into it. I really enjoyed it, and I'd love to do more quizzes here, and I think I'm going to do it more. Penny, Hilliard's scheme assistant, is a great support in her own little way to everybody in here. She helps us all and is always aware of what everybody needs. I feel like my confidence is returning. I don't think it'll ever be there 100%, but who's ever 100%? Everybody has helped me a lot. I just want to say thank you. End quote. 24. Help is at hand if you're on the hunt for a new job or to learn new skills. Our Employment and Skills Service offers free personalised support, whatever your own circumstances. Our team can utilise a wide range of resources to help you if you're looking for work or wanting to develop new skills. All of this support is detailed in our dedicated Employment and Skills Service section on the Hub, with lots of links to different courses, support agencies, and other useful websites. Mairead Wright, Employment Skills and Enterprise Manager, said, quote, we're able to help with things such as apprenticeships, volunteering, work and training grants, one-to-one employment and skills support, and we can also give you top tips on getting yourself work ready. We know that looking for a new job or starting a new course or qualification can be quite daunting, so we're on hand to help you with your individual situation and help you with whatever support you need to achieve your goals. The Hub is a really useful place for us to showcase everything that we do and what support we have available, so I'd really encourage you to sign up and take a look at the help that's there to support you with whatever it is that you want to achieve. End quote. To visit the Employment and Skills Service section of the Hub, go to thehub.longhurstgroup.uk.engagement-hq.com/hub-page/employment-and-skills-service. One customer who recently worked with the Employment and Skills Service said they gained their independence when achieving their goals. They added, quote, I reached all my key goals, and the support has been valuable to me. It's enabled me to see my own potential and do things for myself. I really liked the provision of devices and SIM cards to allow for digital access, and I felt listened to and valued as a person. End quote. Another customer who'd studied for their Functional Skills English Level 2 said, quote, My learning was interrupted by the COVID-19 pandemic, but my tutor got me a tablet and some data, so I was able to carry on doing my course from home. After my English, I wanted to continue my learning and do Maths Level 2 and ICT Level 1. I also started doing a part-time retail job. Since getting my certificates, I've progressed into agency work at the passport office, and I'm now pursuing a career in the civil service. End quote. 25. Employment and Skills Top Tips by Rob Friday, our Employment and Training Advisor. How to increase your chances of finding work. Are you looking at the same old job sites every day and feeling like you're getting nowhere? Try adding more strings to your bow to help you get into work sooner. 1. Tell your family and friends what you're looking for and keep reminding them. 2. Sign up with at least 2 local recruitment agencies and keep in regular touch with them. 3. Find local employers using Yale.com and contact them directly. 4. Find voluntary work that matches the work you're looking for and give your CV a new shot of life. And 5. Use our free employment and skills service for personally tailored advice. For help with finding work, training or work experience, contact the team today. Telephone 0800 111 4013 or visit our website longhurst-group.org.uk/employment-and-skills. 26. Helping you manage the ongoing cost of living crisis. We know that some of our customers are still finding things tough as the cost of living crisis continues. Our money advice team has been busy supporting customers with maximizing their incomes, helping with budgeting, and offering helpful hints and tips where they can. The team has now also put together some important advice for all customers to help them to try to navigate the difficult times we're all experiencing. Cost of living payments. Starting in spring of this year, millions of the lowest income households will get up to £1,350 from the government to help with the cost of living. Money will be paid to eligible households throughout the year to ensure a consistent level of support over several months. Exact dates for payment windows will be announced closer to the time. Those that are eligible for this support will be paid automatically, and there's no need to apply. For more information, you can visit gov.uk. Energy bill support for households with no direct relationship with energy supplier. In May 2022, the government announced a £400 discount to help households with the cost of energy over the winter. This was known as the Energy Bill Support Scheme and involved monthly discounts applied directly to your energy bills. While this move was a welcome one, it wasn't clear how or even whether this might include customers who don't have a direct relationship with their electricity supplier, for instance people on communal or district heating schemes. Now it's been confirmed that the £400 energy bill support will be made available to those people who don't have a direct relationship with their energy supplier, and therefore haven't been eligible for the first phase of the Energy Bill Support Scheme. This additional phase has been called the Energy Bill Support Scheme Alternative Funding. Find out more, including the eligibility criteria and how to apply, by visiting longhurst-group.org.uk/wellbeing/cost-of-living-support/energy-bill-support/energy-households-with-no-direct-relationship-with-energy-supplier. Prepayment energy meters. Most prepayment meters include a standing charge. This is a fixed amount that you pay, regardless of the amount of gas or electricity you've used. If you forget about the standing charge, you may think you have more available credit than you do. If you've not topped up for a while, when you do add credit to the meter, it'll automatically deduct any unpaid standing charge, swallowing up lots of the credit you've just added. This is also the case for any fuel debt repayments being taken. Even if you've decided to let the credit run down and aren't using gas or electricity, the standing charge will still apply, so be aware of the charges adding up for when you do add credit. You may be getting yourself deeper into debt without realizing it. If you're going away and won't be using any additional energy beyond that needed to keep the fridge or freezer on, it's still important to top up your meter to cover the standing charge and any outstanding debt. To make your credit go further, unplug anything that doesn't need to be left on, including appliances on standby. Advising universal credit of rent changes. From April, the amount of rent you pay will increase, as you've already been informed. If you're on universal credit, it's vital that you inform the Department for Work and Pensions, DWP, as soon as possible after these changes have taken effect. You'll receive a to-do notice on your universal credit homepage, and you'll need to complete this as soon as possible after the 3rd of April. If you made a telephone claim for universal credit, you'll be written to reminding you to call and give your new details. Help for Households. The government has launched the Help for Households website, which details what support is available to help you with the cost of living and how you can save money with some energy-saving tips. You can view the website by visiting helpforhouseholds.campaign.gov.uk. Pay Plan. As one of our customers, you can access a wide range of free and confidential independent debt advice with Pay Plan. From budgeting advice to supporting you to become debt-free, they can help. To find out more about the services provided by PayPlan, including how to contact them, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/wellbeing/independent-debt-advice. Social tariffs. Providers of some of the key utilities needed for everyday living could be offering cheaper tariffs. Lots of internet providers are currently offering social tariffs for those on universal credit and similar benefits, but regulator Ofcom says more than 4 million eligible people aren't taking them up. Not all providers offer social tariffs, so it's worth contacting yours to find out what's on offer and whether you qualify. Alternatively, visit moneysavingexpert.com and search for broadband social tariffs. As well as broadband, many water companies offer cheaper rates for those on certain benefits. Again, it's worth contacting your water company to see what they can do to help you. If you're still struggling to pay your bills and want help with budgeting or maximising your income, get in touch with our money advice team today by visiting longhurst-group.org.uk/money-advice. 27. Michael praises our money advice service. Quote, I was worrying about being able to pay my bills, but because of how she was, she made it all fun, rather than making it so serious. End quote. Michael Smetana can't praise our money advisor Penny Jeffords highly enough. Upon reaching state pension age, Michael's benefits stopped, and he was stressed about how he'd pay his bills. After being referred to our money advice service and working with Penny, Michael managed to get his finances under control, and now he wants other customers to know that they shouldn't be shy about asking for help. Quote, Penny was so helpful. She just put my mind at rest, end quote, he said. Quote, I didn't know what was going on when I got to pension age and everything stopped. I was worried about how I was going to pay my bills. Penny was calling me up a couple of times a week to help keep me on track, as I didn't know where to turn. End quote. Penny gave Michael advice on how to claim housing benefit, and also explained how some benefits can be claimed alongside the state pension. Michael, who's lived in his flat in Derby for around 30 years, now gets full housing benefit, and has also set up his direct debits for utilities and other priority bills to coincide with his pension payments. Quote, the main thing she did was giving me the advice on where to turn and how to do things, end quote, Michael added. Quote, Penny showed me how to do all the forms, and she was so polite about it all. She also made me laugh about it. I was worrying about being able to pay my bills, but because of how she was, she made it all fun, rather than making it so serious. She has a lovely, warm and comforting personality, and she's helped me achieve peace of mind. I'm relaxed about it all now. My message to people reading this is please don't be like me and try to struggle through when there are wonderful people like Penny to give you advice. Don't be shy to make the call. Don't be like me. Let go of your pride and ask for help. End quote. 28. Community Group Shop opens in new location on Beachdale Estate in Walsall. A community-run charity shop in one of our operating areas has expanded and opened in a new location. The Residents R Us charity shop was until recently located in the Lifelong Learning Centre on Beachdale in Walsall, offering everything from clothes to books and food to children's toys, as well as other things. However, due to its success and a desire from the group to put on more community events in the space at the community centre, it has now reopened in a new unit within the estate's parade of shops. Sue Lysett from Residents R Us said she was really excited by the move. She added, quote, "We're delighted to have opened the charity shop in its new location. It's a very exciting move for us. By moving to this new unit, we're freeing up more space in the community centre to put on lots more activities and community-focused sessions, including yoga and games afternoons. These have been popular in the past, and by moving the shop, we'll have more opportunities to do it more often. We'll be keeping some of our stock in the community centre, so that we can help anyone who comes there for other things, but most of our clothes and other items, as well as the food bank offering, will be housed at the new shop." End quote. Residents R Us launched its shop in April 2021 at the Rock Church in Edison Road. Due to its original success, it relocated to the Lifelong Learning Centre. Now it'll take the place of the old fruit and veg shop on Stevenson Square. Sue added, quote, "It's been absolutely amazing how well our charity shop has been received since we first launched it. Some days we don't even have a spare seat, as people come in, have a look around, and buy something, then stop for lunch and a cup of tea. More often than not, between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. we're really busy. We also see all sorts of different people coming here to buy things, from working people who are finding things hard to those who are out of work. It's a nice mix of young and old too, and it's nice to know that what we're doing is helping to make a small difference to those that need it. I hope our move to the new shop will help us continue to do this on an even greater scale." End quote. 29. Writer's Corner. Contributions from our customers. Juan's Quick and Easy Spanish Omelette. A recipe from Anne Whitfield, Carlton. When I taught English to students from foreign countries, we used to have international food evenings, and everyone brought their favourite national dish to share. Some of the students spent a lot of time and money, and made delicious food. One evening, though, the most popular dish was a very simple one, made by a student on a tight budget. He made a basic Spanish omelette, a tortilla, using only sliced potatoes, beaten eggs, and seasoning, including some crushed garlic. I have often made Juan's tortilla in the years since, adapting it slightly to add frozen peas or shredded spinach and not using garlic. Ingredients for one person. 1 large potato, peeled and cut into thin slices. 2 dessert spoons of frozen peas or shredded raw spinach. 2 eggs, beaten and seasoned with salt, pepper and a pinch of mixed dry herbs, and vegetable oil, just enough to shallow fry the omelette mixture. Method. Put the vegetable oil in a non-stick frying pan. Heat the pan on a low heat. Add the potato slices to the pan and fry gently till they start to brown. Turn the potato slices over with a fish slice or large wooden spoon, and fry gently till they start to brown. Add the frozen peas or shredded spinach and cook quickly. Add the beaten eggs, Cook until the egg mixture is firm. And slide the omelette onto a plate, or place the plate over the pan and ease the omelette gently onto the plate. Cookbook Suggestions for Cooking on a Budget by Anne Whitfield, Carlton. These are the cookbooks I have or know about. There are others too, as well as recipes in newspapers, magazines, council newsletters, in leaflets from churches, charities, voluntary services, supermarkets, food banks, cooking clubs, online food shows, TV shows, by word of mouth, etc. Cook on a Shoestring by Sophie Wright. The Thrifty Cookbook by Kate Colquhoun. The Women's Institute One Pot Dishes. Cooking on a Bootstrap by Jack Monroe. The Really Useful Vegetarian Student Cookbook by Silvana Franco. Tin Can Cook by Jack Monroe. Feed Your Family for £20 a Week by Lorna Cooper. The Vegetarian Student Cookbook, Hamlin Publisher. And The Little Book of Student Food, Easy Recipes for Tasty, Healthy Eating on a Budget, by Alastair Williams. The list is growing all the time, as people are becoming increasingly conscious of their own and other people's difficulties. Nursery Rhymes Quiz by Anne Whitfield, Carlton. 1. Why didn't a doctor want to go back to a West Country town? 2. What happened at the end because there was no nail? 3. Which French monk overslept? 4. Who used an old-fashioned remedy after a mishap? 5. Who fell asleep instead of looking after his animals? 6. Which well-known landmark was in danger of collapsing? 7. Whose pet animal followed her to school? 8. What happened when a royal servant was hanging out the washing? 9. What was the only tune that a musician's son could play? And 10. What did a dog find amusing? Answers. 1. He had stepped in a deep puddle. Dr. Foster went to Gloucester. 2. A kingdom was lost, for want of a nail. 3. Frère Jacques, or Brother John. Frère Jacques, dormez-vous. 4. Vinegar and brine paper. Jack and Jill went up the hill. 5. Little Boy Blue. Little Boy Blue. 6. London Bridge. London Bridge is falling down. 7. Mary. Mary had a little lamb. 8. A blackbird pecked off her nose. Sing a song of sixpence. 9. Over the hills and far away. Tom, Tom, the piper's son. And 10. Seeing a cow jump over the moon. Hey, diddle, diddle, the cat and the fiddle. Send us your contributions for Writer's Corner to communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. Or write to Longhurst Group Communications Team, Leverett House, Gilbert Drive, Endeavour Park, Boston, PE21 7TQ. 30. Our Voice Summer Competition. Our Voice Word Search. Find and highlight all 10 of the words listed below, which all relate to hedgehogs, to be in with a chance to win a very special prize. This edition, we're giving away a hedgehog hotel. Please post your completed word search to Our Voice Competition, Longhurst Group Communications Team, Leverett House, Gilbert Drive, Endeavour Park, Boston, PE21 7TQ. The closing date is Monday, the 18th of September, 2023. Please see the back page of the standard print edition of Our Voice for the competition. The words to search for are snout, hedgehog, hibernate, spines, nocturnal, mammal, omnivore, Dens, Gunts, and Array. Our winners from last time. We had a good response to the word search in the winter edition. From all the entries, the winner was Sandra Wilson of Spalding. Congratulations, Sandra. Your window bird feeder is on its way to you. 31. The Hub. Sign up to have your say. Customer feedback is really important to us. We want to know what you think about the services you receive and how we can improve. We also know that many of our customers are put off getting involved in engagement activities due to the meetings and time required to take part. So, now we've launched The Hub, an online customer engagement platform where all of our customers can get involved and have their say whenever it suits them. We're waiting to hear from you. To sign up and get your voice heard, please visit thehublonghurstgroup.uk.engagementhq.com.